Good afternoon. No, it's not afternoon. Hello, diary. I messed up there, but I'm not going to change it. It is currently 11:12 p.m. I'm back home. Jesus Christ, it's been so long. I miss being back at home. I miss my comfortable bed. I'm currently laying down right now. And this happiest it makes me see, as it makes me to be back home, I don't think I'm the happiest right now. A lot of shit has been happening to me, to family, to just life in general in the past few months, possibly the past year or two almost. Just a lot of stuff that I won't necessarily get into, but someone DM'd me today asking about if I was gonna make another audio diary entry. It was kind of strange. I haven't posted one in months now, I feel. I don't even remember what the last one was about. But it just kind of reminded me how much making an audio diary and being transparent with myself and others, how that helped me in a way. It does help me. But again, a lot of stuff has happened to me in the past few weeks, especially just me on a personal level. If I may get a little more personal than that, today I was diagnosed with trigeminal neuralgia, and that's a very severe, intense facial pain. Now I feel this facial pain. You have two trigeminal nerves that innervate both sides of your face that, you know, is basically responsible for, you know, feeling pressure, feeling pain, not necessarily the movement of your face, just the things that you feel. Now, I possibly have an inflammation of this nerve. I feel very, very intense pain. Now, when I say very intense pain, it can get up to on a scale of 1 to 10, today it was a 10. I actually had to go to the emergency room this morning and last night. This morning I was given morphine. That's just how bad it was. And the pain did not go away. It did not. After a while it did. I'm not sure if it was the morphine or if it just kind of, it went away on its own, because that's how it is sometimes. It's a very, quick pain. These kind of crises, crisis is kind of the Portuguese term for it, but these episodes usually last maybe some seconds to minutes to sometimes an hour or two, but this one was the whole day. It's never been like this before. I've had this kind of pain for weeks, well, technically months, but it kind of goes on and off for a few weeks at a time. But lately, it's just been constant pain every day. And sometimes it just gets really bad. So I did have to go to the emergency room today. So I've been dealing with that. It's putting me in this awful mood. But being able to post now, I went on a short hiatus, some people know, for, I want to say, a couple months, maybe two. It wasn't too long. To me, it felt like forever, because I was so used to posting. I went on a short hiatus, not necessarily because of this trigeminal neuralgia, just life. Just life getting in the way, really. But I'm back. I like posting, but I do have school to juggle with. I do have other stuff going on in my life besides this new condition that I have to. This is a chronic and it is a progressive disease. It's something that I cannot necessarily expect to get better without medication. I have been prescribed, oh god, if I showed you how much medication I'm taking right now, it's actually ridiculous. As I said before, I was given morphine today and it did help me after a while. I feel like it did. Mostly just got me really drowsy. I was so out of it. Definitely felt that morphine high. I really did. They did give me quite a bit. I know that because I was complaining. I didn't necessarily ask for more, but I was telling them that this wasn't working. And they told me, like, they cannot give me any more. They actually gave me quite a bit. Because they noticed I wasn't paying. I was there on, you know, they put, like, the urgent bracelet on my wrist. And they definitely rushed me. I felt like they did really rush me to go see a doctor. So I know that they know that it was very serious to me. And I really appreciate all that they did for me. Honestly, I really felt the empathy of the nurses and the doctor that saw me and assessed me. Besides that, yeah, posting. I feel like I've been posting quite, you know, often now. I want to post. It started off as kind of, I won't get into it, but I started posting mostly just to prove something to myself, I guess. It's a very complicated situation. But now I'm posting because, you know, I won't necessarily say it turns me on, you know, to get all the thirst messages or people describing what they do to me or whatever. It doesn't necessarily turn me on at all. I do have a boyfriend, for those who don't. Who don't know that. So to me, it's not really... It used to turn me on quite a bit when I didn't have a boyfriend. But now that I do, I don't necessarily feel that. Feel the same about those kind of messages. I do respond to some, mostly just to say thank you. A lot of them do actually, like, say nice things, and we have conversations that don't pertain to the types of things that I post, and that's really refreshing. I love talking to people and not being expected to, you know, do things for them or respond a certain way. That really gets me. I love having that. So I do, as much as I love the comments and I love the DMs, I don't want people to expect me to respond a certain way. I don't really feel the need to broadcast my personal life all the time. So, you know, there's some times where I do feel bad that I'm not responding to everyone, but then again, I don't feel like I have to feel bad. It's my decision. I don't know where I got into that. But I guess this is just to talk about a lot of things. It's just been on my mind. A lot of stuff has been happening in life, especially with this COVID-19 thing, too. It's gotten away of my education. I'm not someone that could work easily online like this. It is a very difficult situation that I'm in now, especially like with all this medical stuff that's going on. It's definitely distracting. Personal stuff in my life is also getting in the way of me, just keeping on track with my assignments, with the things that I have to do. And it worries me deeply that not having this set schedule like I did when I was back in school, it's messing me up. I hope it doesn't sound like I'm crying right now, but it's hard. It's definitely been hard. In terms of academics, I already had a lot of shit going on before the virus kind of got in the way. The family stuff has been so hard right now, taking care of, or being expected to take care of people, and not necessarily feeling like I'm in the mind space to do that. Dealing with my own personal issues, I have more medical issues besides trigeminal neuralgia that I feel like I'm still coming to terms with, and coming to terms with and still trying to keep up with as much as I can. So it's a lot. It's overwhelming. It's been like this for the past few months, and posting my body online and getting this kind of attention is a distraction from so many things. I'm an exhibitionist. This is just what I like to do. It's a good feeling to be able to turn someone on or you know, get these really nice messages that, oh God, make my day all the time. And it's great. But life is definitely a little difficult right now. Let's change the subject. I haven't gotten off as much as I'd like to. I mean, for the past few weeks, I just got home to Brazil yesterday. The same day I went to the emergency room. I think I got in the afternoon. After a while, I couldn't deal with the pain. So I went to the emergency room. So I got here yesterday. So I've had to isolate myself, you know, especially coming from the U.S., now to Brazil. It's home. So I haven't had the opportunity when I was before I got to Brazil. I mean, I was with family. I didn't really have any downtime to myself. So I was horny as fuck, like, every day. And I had to, like, sneak off to the bathroom to get myself off, like, really quickly. Now that I'm, you know, back home and I have the luxury of having my own room and you know, my own bathroom that I don't have to, like, rush myself to get out of, like, I have the privacy now, but I'm just not really, like, especially with all the pain, it's, like, it's hard. Like, I'm horny, but it's, like, oh, I don't really feel like it, you know? So, I mean, my hand suddenly found myself down my pants right now. Well, I'm not wearing pants, but you get the idea. I mean, I feel the urge all the time. I don't get myself off all the time, which is unlike me, but there are a couple of reasons why that is. I hate getting off by myself. That's definitely one of the biggest reasons, and if I may say so, I haven't had the opportunity to get off of my boyfriend as much as I'd like to, especially with everything going on. We're long distance. It's definitely hard as it is. So that's definitely getting in the way of things, and I still try to get myself off. Usually I don't finish. I just kind of start touching myself, and after a while the feeling kind of goes away. Like, just getting to tease myself like that is more than enough for me. I love that. Honestly, I feel like I said everything that kind of I wanted to get that off my chest. It's not necessarily, for me, it's not necessarily about being open. It's more just, I feel like making the choice to be open is something very hard for me. I'm not open with a lot of people in my life at all. I'd say most of the people in my life don't know everything about me. Everyone that I've met so far doesn't know everything about me. It's just hard for me to open up sometimes, but broadcasting myself into a, like, you know, a platform like Reddit, where I post naked pictures of myself, mixing that in with really personal issues, I feel like that's, the contrast is definitely helps. Like, I feel like, as much as people take me seriously, like, I know people, like, and after I used to post very personal audio diaries, people would ask if I'm okay, you know, if I need to talk to someone. Like, people do take me seriously. I am a real person after all. I'm not just a tits and ass, you know. I like reassuring myself that that's not all I am. Because there was a point where I was posting every day and I would just get these DMs or I'd start talking to people, especially before I had a boyfriend, and I would, you know, hop on cam with some people. I'd talk to people on the phone, and, you know, as soon as they got what they wanted, it was over and done with. No one wanted to have a conversation with me. No one wanted to know who I was. No one, you know, it just became so exhausting to be reduced to tits and ass or someone I could just get off with, and they didn't really care about who I was. That's exhausting. And putting myself on my profile, reminding people that I'm actually a person with issues, it does help. I felt like I've had better interactions with people because of it. So in that way, that's kind of why I post. I make that decision, or I make that choice for myself, because I know I'm a real person. I know I have feelings and emotion. I know I go through things that you know, make life a little harder than most. Well, I won't say most, but you know that I'm not happy all the time. You know, my life is not perfect. And if people know that, just in general, but it's a great way to actually prove that to people, to show people that. I feel like it's important. Anyway, before I ramble on too much, I should probably get some sleep. I do have some blood tests to take tomorrow morning, as well as an MRI exam, or MRI, whatever it's called, scan next week. So, you know, I'm not really doing anything. I do have to catch up on schoolwork. I've been putting it off just because everything has been so overwhelming. I've been in pain. I've been traveling. It's just been so, so much. And I feel like at this point with the virus thing, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like they just wouldn't take me seriously if I tell a professor, if I start emailing people, like, you know, can I have more time on this assignment? I feel like, you know, maybe they'd understand, but at the same time, I feel like it's just excuse upon excuse. So, I mean, we'll just see what I figure out. Anyway, before I ramble too much, let me go. If you listened all the way until now, I truly applaud you for dealing with all of this. Anyway, I do need to get some sleep. Good night.